From his Chartist background, Pinkerton showed a genius for organizing and attention to detail, but often becoming an iron-fisted micromanager and not delegating. He perfected policing and detection techniques sophisticated for the time, such as employing undercover disguises, exploiting the latest technology like the telegraph and photography, and compiling a vast picture gallery of criminals. Pinkerton's became the largest in the world. He paid his detectives $3 a day. A supervisor cost a client $8 a day, and Pinkerton charged $12 a day for his services. For the comfortable salaries they received, Pinkerton expected his operatives to abide by high ethical standards, an innovation at the time when the public considered most private detectives little different from the criminals they hunted. Pinkerton did not allow his employees to drink, smoke, play cards, or frequent low dives. They had to wear somber dress, could not cash in on their exploits with newspaper or magazine stories, and were forbidden from accepting rewards for the criminals they caught. That last prohibition helped Pinkerton maintain good relations with police forces throughout the Midwest. The first man Pinkerton hired for his agency was the talented and patrician George Banks, who had started out as a reporter and then drifted into police work before Pinkerton spotted him. A tall and handsome man with a commanding presence, Bangs was an efficient business manager as well as a skilled detective, and quickly became Pinkerton's general superintendent. Other men were recruited, like Adam Roche, a pipe-smoking German who had worked on a lumber barge, John White, whom Pinkerton thought adept at catching con men because he looked like one, and John Fox, a talkative New Englander who had been a watchmaker. Kate Warren, slender, brown-haired, and a widow at 23, barged into Pinkerton's office one day and announced she wanted to be a detective, arguing that a woman could worm her way into situations males couldn't and glean valuable information. A startled Pinkerton had never considered a female for detective work, but after mulling it over for a day, he decided to hire this graceful and self-assured woman. Warren proved to be a courageous and trusted operative. Men found her fascinating. She became expert at playing roles to entice suspects to divulge their secrets, posing once as a clairvoyant with costume and makeup to convince a superstitious woman to admit to poisoning her brother. Soon Warren headed Pinkerton's female department, composed of several women. Some family members suspected that in later years, Pinkerton and Warren had an affair.